This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Supporters of assisted suicide do not have the popular support of Americans in crafting laws to allow the medical industry to prescribe lethal drugs. While those who actively support such legislation outnumber those who actively oppose assisted suicide by a narrow margin, a significant number of respondents have not examined the issue and say they have no opinion. However, large majorities say they are less likely to trust a doctor who prescribes death pills and have serious concerns about issues like elder abuse and suicide as a cost-saving measure in healthcare. Very few Americans consider assisted suicide legislation a priority. Another tragic story at LifeNews.com tells again the violence many women endure, which is documented by groups like the Elliott Institute. They say a minimum of 40% of abortions are coerced, and half of those coerced abortions are coerced by violence. A Texas teen, if found guilty of murder, may serve 40 years in prison. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Renee Elmers, the North Carolina congresswoman who has repeatedly gutted the pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act, will be facing a strong primary challenge next year. Pro-life advocates are seeking to remove her from office. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.